Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Jordan Strzelecki, who is with Leisure Services for the City of Cookeville, working out of Cookeville Performing Arts Center. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
So give me just a real quick rundown about some of the things coming up at CPAC in the next few months.
Sure. As many of you probably know, Christmas is coming up, so Leisure Services has all of their holiday and Christmas events planned, the first of which is going to be the Cookeville Community Band annual holiday concert at CPAC. It's coming up at the end of this month, and it is free. It starts at 3 o'clock, ends at 4 o'clock. It'll be a lovely way to spend an afternoon on a Sunday.
And that's the last Sunday of the month?
I believe so. This is the 26th.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds right. That's always a good one. Cookeville Community Band is just like such a treasure that so many communities don't have.
I agree. It's wonderful. And they play through all the summer at Dogwood Park for free. Leisure Services books them every other Monday. This is the only time during the winter that you'd get to see the community band perform.
And luckily it's indoors.
Yes. So you don't have to sit out in our beautiful park while it's cold, but you get to sit in our beautiful 450-seat auditorium instead.
All right. What else is coming up for the holidays?
Well, we've got the Christmas tree lighting. There's a lovely 40-foot Christmas tree going up in Dogwood Park here shortly, where the fountain usually is. And on December 3rd at 6 p.m., we're going to light it up. It's got a dancing light show. Before the tree starts, we'll have the mayor and local school choirs do a little ceremony and sing some songs. And then we get to watch the tree do its 15-minute light show. After the tree lighting, it's going to come on the hour, every day until New Year.
And I always feel like the tree lighting, it's just like, I always feel like I'm living in a Hallmark movie in that moment, because we've got like the small town vibe, and I'm like, all right, where's my like Christmas tree farmer guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. You've got the strapping man who's there to tell the woman from the city that this is really where her heart's going to be happy.
Exactly. And I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah. And then you look towards where the fountain would normally be and get a really beautiful light show. And you get to hear the kids in the choir. They sing wonderfully. It's great to hear from the city officials. And then, you know, if you can't make it, which would be a shame, but you can always come by and still see that throughout the whole season.
Yeah. And I know I usually, especially on like those really like kind of nice nights where it's like maybe 40 and not like 20 degrees,
mm-hmm.
walking outside and watching the lights, get a hot chocolate from Poets. And I love this time of year here.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. I'm such a Christmas girl.
Well, we are too. I love that tree, and it's a labor of love to get it up every year. And our wonderful technician, Matthew Wilson, designs all of the lights. They dance, you know, synced up with the music. It's really a cool show, not just a big bright tree. And
Yeah. If
you're coming to the park to see the dancing lights and it's not on the tree lighting, you might also come see Santa in Dogwood Park.
Oh, yeah, because he's there every year.
He is. In the past, we've set up a little house along our rose garden path. This year is going to be a little bit different. We're moving Santa over to the Dogwood Performance Pavilion, the stage where Shakespeare in the Park and all the community band concerts happen. And so it's going to be a little bit more decorated, a little bit more grand. And Santa will still have his big seat in his house to have everybody come and tell him what they want for Christmas.
That'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. We've got six dates for Santa this year. And so if anybody is listening and you don't catch these dates, you can find them at cpactn.com. But on December 8th, 15th, and 18th, Santa's going to be at the pavilion from 5 to 8 p.m. And on December 10th, 16th, and 17th, he's going to be at the pavilion from 3 to 6 p.m.
Awesome. So that gives lots of people a chance to see him. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, who doesn't want to see Santa for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll be at that tree lighting, too. There will be no shortage of our Santa.
Well, of course. And then, of course, there'll be the Christmas parade. So there's so many opportunities. And, like, the holidays are just such a fun time around here.
And I agree.
How does anyone not have a good time? It's just so happy and warm and lovely. And so glad that we're all a part of it here.
Yeah, I agree. No shortage of the holiday spirit.
Exactly. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jordan Strzelecki. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Cookeville Leisure Services with Jordan Strzelecki. And we're talking about some of the upcoming things at CPAC. So fill me in. I know you've got a new show opening in January and also an art exhibit that's going with it.
That's true. Yeah. So we just cast this show. It's called Launch Day, Love Stories from 2108. It is a new piece that our director, Kimberly Frick-Welker, found at an acting competition this past year and loved it so much that she snagged the script. Or probably the third performance of it. I myself was cast in this lovely show.
Excellent.
It opens on January 19th and runs through the 27th. And I don't know, well, I do know that you know, but perhaps listeners don't know, that the Cookeville Performing Arts Center displays and rotates a different local artist every month out of the year, except for December. We've got room for Christmas trees in December. So next year in January, to complement Launch Day, instead of doing a singular featured artist, we're going to try something new. It's a multi-artist exhibition following a theme of space or future. And so if there are any artists listening, you are welcome to submit pieces to me, Jordan Strelecki. My email is jstrelecki@cookeville-tn.gov. My email is jstrelecki@cookeville-tn.gov. If you don't have time to write that down, it's also on our website. But artists have until December 15th to submit 1 to 2 pieces. As long as they fit the theme of space and future, we'd be happy to display you. And that's going to be open to the public January 5th through the 31st.
And one thing I really love about y'all with the artist exhibits, and this one included, is CPAC doesn't take a commission. So, like, if a piece sells, that all goes to the artist. And that's incredibly unusual.
100%. We're a city entity, and we're the Performing Arts Center, but really we're the arts center. So as we support young actors, young dancers, young singers, all of which perform on our stage throughout the year, it just seems right to also support our physical artists, the painters, photographers, sculptors. And it's a pleasure to do it. It's really nice to have different art in the lobby every month, especially for us working there every day. But when you come in and see a show, if it's been more than a month, you're going to see a new lobby with a local artist up.
And that's so fun. And it's like, what a great place to do that too, because anyone who's going in cares at least some amount about the arts already. Mm-hmm. So it's just works out really nicely for that. So with the show coming up, so you said you were cast. Can you give us a little information about that? A little sneak preview?
Sure. I want to draw in as many people as possible. So this is actually a set of vignettes. Instead of one long play, it's 6 short plays. They're all taking place on the same planet on the same day, and that day is Launch Day. They have kind of destroyed the planet. It's really lighthearted, lots of comedy and lots of sweet little moments, but the underlying thing is the Earth has been a little bit wrecked, and a large, large company has developed a spaceship that is going to take off that day and take a small percentage of humans with it to go terraform another planet. but the little vignettes, they're so, so funny. Because it's set in the future, you might meet a zookeeper who takes care of a pandaroo and feeds it something like a banana cumber. And those mixtures of words are exactly what you think they are. They've come far enough to have prosthetic limbs, but sometimes technology doesn't work, and so you might see a prosthetic limb go a little haywire. It's got a lot of great moments, physical comedy, and just tiny little stories. In the end, there's not this huge rise and fall. It's just a view of life from several different people on the same day in the future.
And is this going to be one of the backstage productions?
It sure is. So that means that we build our seating on stage instead of our 450-seat auditorium. We're going to set up between 50 and 70 seats, and that puts the audience real close to the actors. It's a much more intimate viewing experience. You can see all the facial expressions much more clearly, and it gets the actors really up on their game because you're basically 10 feet from them.
Yeah, and you feel like you're a part of the show, because I've been to a couple of those, and it's always like, oh God, I'm afraid to make any noise at all, because everyone will know.
Of course, if it's funny, I encourage you strongly to laugh, or if it's sad, go ahead and weep.
Well, that's one thing, but like coughing in the middle of it is entirely different. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jordan Strzelecki. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Jordan from Cookeville Performing Arts Center about some of the upcoming things. I know we've talked about what's going on outside the building in December, but I know there's a whole lot of things planned for inside the building.
That is true. So one of the next things coming up that is very Performing Arts Center centric are auditions for our February show. We just finished the auditions for launch day, and in the first week of December, December 7th and December 9th, we have auditions for The Adventure of the Speckled Band, which is a Sherlock Holmes mystery. That's going to be great. There's no experience required. You'll just come in and read directly from the script. And if you're the type of person to really want to prepare, we have perusal copies of the script available that you can check out from our box office. 72 hours, read the whole thing and be as prepared as you'd like.
And Sherlock Holmes in February just sounds so perfectly cozy. Mm-hmm. Because who doesn't want a cozy mystery in February when it's just cold and freezing and wet and gross?
Yeah, like, and Sherlock Holmes is so classic.
All right, so auditions, what else is coming up? I know there's at least a couple concerts.
That's true. So aside from the stuff that Leisure Services produce, mm-hmm. we're a rental facility. So this month and in December, we've got two more Hip Cookeville concerts coming up. On November 25th, we've got the Petty Junkies. It's a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers tribute. They're fabulous.
Always a popular
and
one.
And they are almost sold out. So if you're interested, you go to cpactn.com and hold your ticket as soon as you can. And then on December 8th, Hip Cookeville is hosting a new band to Cookeville called Stairway to Zeppelin. Highly reviewed, if you can guess.
I wonder what that possibly could be. Sounds like an Eagles cover band.
Obviously. No, it's Journey. But they're great. You can check out some of their stuff. They've got a website, and you can see videos of them play. We're excited to have them. They're not quite as sold out as the Petty Junkies, but it's getting close. So if that's interesting, I'd also run and get those tickets as soon as possible. And aside from the concerts, we've got some winter dance coming up. Stage One Dance Studio is doing the Nutcracker this year.
Someone's got to. It's the holidays.
Every year. So the 15th and 16th, you can catch them in December. And the Center is doing their winter dance as well. They've got Sleeping Beauty and a jazz showcase December 1st and 2nd. And then in the building, we've also got an original brand new Christmas musical. We're not producing it. The space is being rented out, but it's called The Best Thing About Christmas. It's doing a 3-day run on December 4th through 6th, and those tickets are already on sale.
That sounds interesting. Do you know anything about the show or just it's coming?
We know a little bit. It's original. A man named Derek Hinckley wrote it, and he's also performing in the show. There's a synopsis on their website. It's about a man who moves to Nashville to strike it big and learns that family is really the true thing versus a fame as a country singer. Of course, you get a little bit of country singing throughout it. They've got a website. It's called thebestthing.com. And just like the Hip Cookeville bands, you can go and check out a few of the pieces and read that full synopsis there.
Interesting. So it's a live version of a Hallmark movie is what it sounds
like. Yeah, it really kind of does.
So probably I'm going to have to see that. That sounds up my alley. And then I know you also have a artist through the end of November in the lobby. Who is that?
Absolutely. So that is Jakara Gribble. She is the artist for A Fire Within Me Photography. And we've got her stuff up right now. It ranges in all different types of sizes. Some of them are on stretched canvas and some are in floating frames. It's really beautiful. Everything is available for purchase. And the artist has also mentioned if there's an image that you like, but you don't like that she put it on canvas or you don't like that it's in a frame, you are very welcome to contact her and she'll have it printed in another form for you.
So the thing about artists is we're pretty accommodating.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wants it, they can have it.
And her work is absolutely beautiful. I know there's one of Cream City that the colors in it with the sunset are just absolutely gorgeous.
I agree. And we've got that posted on our social medias for the Performing Arts Center right now. It is beautiful. And in a dark room, it looks very dark. The Cream City sign just shines like it's actually lit up in neon. But in the sunlight, you can really see the sunset lines that come through in the picture. It's a cool one.
Oh, nice. All right. And so for people who want to find out more, buy tickets, all of that, it is
cpactn.com. And I should throw a little PSA in there. If you search for one of our shows just on Google and say it's Petty Junkies in Cookeville, you are likely to come across a false third-party seller, and they will charge you much, much more than the actual ticket price. So if you're interested in any of our good stuff, it is only to be found at cpactn.com.
Perfect. Good to know. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.